My ball should be right around here somewhere. It looked like it managed to stay out of the rough anyway.
Yeah, mine's off to the left over here. Over this way, I think.
Ah, here it is. You know, I like this. Since nobody's played this course before, I always know it's my ball, or my divot. And no playthroughs, either.
Hey, maybe you shouldn't hold the grand opening next month. We can keep it as our own private course.
Yeah, sure. At $2.2 million for the course, that comes out to, what, about $95,000 a hole in green fees. Pretty steep.
Yeah, you got a point. We'd have to play a couple more times a week to make it worth the money.
Yeah, we could ask Fred and Hilly to join us. A foursome would cut it down to $45,000 apiece.
Oh, no. You'd have to cut it down to $6 to get me to play with Hilly again. Ah, finally. I found it. Here it is.
Okay. I'm going to try this new 4-iron. Damn it. Another slice. I'm in the sand trap by that oak tree. I don't like any of these new clubs.
It's not the clubs, Doc. The way you slice, people think you work for Wonder Bread.
God! I mean, four!
Nasty hook, Hap.
Hey, it's not a hook. It's a left-hander muff.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, see, when a left-hander muffs it to the left, it's a slice. For you, it's a hook. So, hey, is that the old oak tree you keep telling me about? The one where the kid's car crashed?
Yep, that's the one. The boy was still behind the wheel, dead. The girl was never found.
Really?
Zip. Poof, not a ripple. Don't know if she left the car on her own or was taken from it.
Wow, sounds pretty gruesome.
Yeah, the Robinsons just couldn't take it anymore. They lost two of their own kids to this old swamp.
Oh, and you took advantage of their sorry emotional state.
It seemed like the right time to make an offer.
Oh, cold and heartless.
Hey, it wasn't my kid that died.
Okay. I didn't mean anything.
I know. I'm sorry. That's just... It's what Colblock called me in his column after the construction worker disappeared.
Hey, you don't take these disappearances seriously, do you?
I could never afford to like this swamp as much as you did.
And they don't bother you?
Nope. That guy's backhoe was sunk up to the axles in this very sand trap. I think he just took off.
Oh, so this is the famous bunker that never needs to be raked.
This is it.
Impressive. Hey, I'm over in this jungle here. Hey, how come it never needs raking?
I have no idea. It just seems to settle naturally into a very neat sand trap.
My mother always said my hair did that. Fell naturally into place. She hated it. Said it was wasted on a man.
What hair?
Give me a break.
I'll shoot while you're looking for your ball. Okay?
Sure. Hey, remember when we were kids and we sold Pop and Munchies out in that hut at the fifth hole at Municipal? Aha! Found it! I can't see you. Look out! We used to compete to see who could pick up guys' tees after they teed off, hoping for tips. Greedy little suckers, weren't we? Then that time you dove for Harold Odeberg's tee and got hit in the head with his backswing. Doc, say you're right. Even after you stomped all over this sand, it still looks like it's just been manicured. Doc, where are you? Doc?
Doc!